We are learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top, beginning of a line. Amar Rav Yehuda Barei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas V'Shmei Derav. Lo Yishanu, this din that 10 years, you could wait 10 years until the person divorces his wife or doesn't have children, you could wait 10 years. Lo Yishanu Abderes HaRishonim. So Shanaseh Merubah, it's only in those days where they lived a long life, so 10 years already, you have up to 10 years because you still have a lot of years left to go. Avodaris Achrayim, when people live less, Shanaseh Merubah, then you cannot wait more than 2.5 years. Shtei Shanam Amechza, Kenegan Shloisha Yiburim. You only can wait 2.5 years. After 2.5 years, you have no children, you have to get divorced already. Now, what's the Cheshbon 2.5 years? So Rashi says, the Gemara says, 3 Yiburim. Now, Yibur is 9 months. 3 times 9 is 27 months, which is 2 years and 3 months. What's the Cheshbon 2.5 years? So Rashi says, and another month after every baby, Vatuma Vatira, that she's Misabera, Samach Levesta, therefore you have another month. Therefore it's 2.5 years. Rabba Omar Av Nachman, Sholish Shomun and Sholish Pekidais. You're 3 years. You don't have to wait. Again, 10 years is too long. You have to wait after 3 years already. He says a little more than 2.5 years, but after 3 years already, as Vandiyama says, you already have to get divorced. Why? Because you passed 3 times Rosh Hashanah. Sholish Pekidais. Every Rosh Hashanah has a chance to get answered by Hashem. He passed 3 of them already. The Amar of Mar, Rosh Hashanah Nifkadu, Sarah, Rachel, V'chana. Rosh Hashanah, Sarah and Rachel and Chana all answered to have children was over Rosh Hashanah. But Amar Rava says, let's know Lahani Klali. We don't hold it as what they said. No. Our Mishnah says 10 years, it's 10 years. Mechti. Mastis and Man Tikkun. Who wrote our Mishnah? Rebbe. Made David HaMelech, which was earlier than Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in my Chani. They already lived for the last years. The Chsiv, Yemei Shenaseinu Behem, Shiv Mishana. The years of a person is 70 years. So therefore, and then it says 10 years. It says 10 years. They are up to 10 years. So it means even these days, where the only person lives 70 years, he could wait 10 years before he divorces his wife to see if they're going to have children. So up to the second wide line of Samad Alam Beis, Vahai. Gemara has a question now. It says, and on our brisa, that if someone has children 10 years, he gives his wife a get, but he has to give a ksuba. Why? Because maybe it's his fault. It says maybe he wasn't zochel to be built from her, but maybe it was her problem. So it's a moitzi v'charaya. How did you get a ksuba? Maybe it's her problem, and he's the muchzik. How does he might see the money? How she might see the money of the ksuba? Maybe it's her fault. So Gemara says, "Ihi, kiven loy mifkada peribya." She doesn't have a chiyuv of peribya. Loy me'ancho, and I give her a einish. Says, if there's going to be a einish over here, it's not to her. For her, it's not a einish. Like Rashi, leichbas law, because she doesn't have a mitzvah. It's dafke his einish. Even though she wants children, what?
No, she has a star.
Yeah, so what? No, it's very mean. Who's the muchs in the money? Stars.
I understand. Say that you owe me money. You paid me.
No, not if it's Suffolk. Now if it's Suffolk, still if it's Suffolk here.
The star proves that it's not a Suffolk.
No.
You would take back the star.
No, it's her fault. No. That's only if you paid or not. But here we're not sure if you're chayiv or not. Maybe it's her fault. No. It's her fault that not chayiv. So she has to prove that you're chayiv to give the ksuba even with the star. But the Maharaj Teretz is that here, since she's not chayiv in Peribya, it's mistavra that he got the einish, and therefore he has to pay the ksuba. Freiti Gemara, Eini. How can you say, now it's a kasha, this is not a kasha on what you just learned, it's a kasha on the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that you have to marry someone else if you waited 10 years with your own wife and didn't have children, you have to marry another wife and get rid of this wife in order to marry another wife. Why don't you marry another wife to have children? And he answered, if I would be zoich, I'll have from the first wife. So what do you see? You see that he didn't go ahead and marry another wife. He said, you know, if I'm Rizach, I'm from this wife. So tomorrow, there was a different reason. The Rav Abba Bar Zavda, he was pushing off the Rabbanon, but the real reason is, Rav Abba Bar Zavda knew about himself that he was Akar. The Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Iker Mepirkei the Rav Huna, we're going to find a huge group of Tamid Chachamim became Akar from the Drasha of Rav Huna. Rav Huna was a big Rosh Shiva, and he gave a very long drasha, and these tzaddikim didn't want to leave in the middle of the drasha, and because they didn't go to the bathroom, and if someone doesn't go to the bathroom, ketanim, they could cause himself to become an akar. And a bunch of Tamid Chachamim became an akar from that. So he was one of them. Rav Abba Bar Zavda was one of them. Ikka and Pirkei de Rav Huna. And therefore, that's why he was pushing off, but he really couldn't have children. Rav Gidl Ikar Pirkei de Rav Huna. Rav Gidl also was Ikar and Pirkei de Rav Huna. Rav Chelba Ikar and Pirkei de Rav Huna. Rav Chelba also became an Akar from the Drasha Rav Huna. Rav Sheshis, we have before already. Rav Sheshis Ikar and Pirkei de Rav Huna. Rav Acher by Yaakov was one of the Midicham there. He made it out of Shalom. He had a refuah. What was the story? Rav Acher by Yaakov, he started having this backup, and he was already pretty sick. Taluya ba'arza de Bei Rav, they hung him on the beams of the Beis Medrash, and they turned him over. V'nofak minein, out came from him kahutza yarka, like a green, like a palm, like a something that's green, like a palm came, like a palm tree came out of him, and that was the, and then he was healed. Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov, shisin savi havavina. We were 60 tamid chavim in the shir. There was other people also, but there were 60. V'kulu ikar v'pirkei de Rav Huna. All of us became sterile. Levar ma'ano. Besides for me, the kayv manav shoyi hachokma techaye baleha. The chokma will make a person live. The chokma has a power to make to help a person. Pasan kalas techaye baleha will be mechaye its owner. And he had this idea to be turned over in the Beis Medrash, or hanging from the ceiling, and he was healed. Zok the Gemara Vaita, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that he had a wife and 10 years no children, he divorced her. She is allowed to go ahead and marry someone else. Even though she's a walking, ticking time bomb maybe, that she doesn't have children, but maybe it's his fault. So she's allowed to go ahead and marry someone else. Gershom and Teres and Oslacha. But it's mashma, let's say after the next 10 years of the next husband, then already she can't go get married. That's mashma. Only one time she get married. After two times already is a chazaka. Zok the Gemara, Shani in. She's allowed to marry a second husband. Shlishi loy, a third husband now. Why not? Why not go to Sachazaka? Masnisin mani, who is our Mishnah like? Rebbe, it's like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Tanya Tana Braisa. Malo HaRishon Umeis. Someone had a boy and gave him a Mila and he died, passed away. Shani Umeis, another child, and gave him a Mila Umeis. Shlishi loy timo, don't give a Mila to the third child. Divya Rebbe, because it's Chazaka already. You do the third one. It's not a chazak yet. Reveal it to him. Only by the fourth one is a chazak. After three is a chazak. Because the Brisa says the opposite also. That Rebbe says three and Rebbe Shimon Gamil says two. So we're not sure which one's what, but it's definitely more like it's Rebbe and Shimon Gamil. Zmar now asks, Hey Minayo Achwisa, which one was said second? It means what's Rebbe's real shita? Two or three? Which one was said second? So I'm going to try to bring right to that. Tashema, Dabar Rav Chiya ba'Abba Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Chiya ba'Abba says, Hashem Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan saw a certain story. Ma'isa ba'Abba Achayis b'Tzipayri. There's a story with four sisters in Tzipayri. They each had boys. Shemala Rishayna, the first sister, was the first one to give birth to a boy. And gave the boy a bris. Umeis, and died. Shnia, the second sister, had a boy. Umeis. It died b'shas tamila. Shlishis, the third sister, had a boy. Umeis, b'shas tamila. Revius, Baltzman, Rav Shimon Gamil, Amalah, Al Temayli. Don't give a Mila. So what do you see? Rav Shimon Gamil is one who holds that the Chazaka is by three. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? Maybe he holds Chazaka by two. But Dumli asked the Shlish is not have Amalah. He would have told her also not to do Mila. They didn't ask him until after three. So Mara says, if that's the case, in case Maya has to do the Rav Chiya ba'Abba, what's the Edus of Rav Chiya ba'Abba if there's no point to tell me about the Chazaka? By the way, I just forgot to speak out, that why is the riot that this is Achron Isa? Because Rav Yechanan was a Amayra. So it must have been at the end of Shimon Gamil's life, that Rav Yechanan told the story, it must have been at the end of life. So you see, he holds that three is Chazaka. So Mara says, no, maybe it's really two is Chazaka. I didn't ask him. So Mara says, if it was really two is Chazaka, and just a Maya Shahaya, so what was the point in saying over the story? What's the Edus of Rav Chiya ba'Abba? So the Gemara, I'll tell you what the Edus is. V'duma, ha'kam ha'shlon, da'achoyis mechaskos. That even by sisters, there's chazaka. Maybe it's only one family is a chazaka. But here you see, ha'choyis mechaskos. So I can put them, it's not a riot for me. What? Because here, it wasn't one family that had all these babies. All the four sisters, each one had a baby. And we're saying, don't do a Mila on the fourth one. Why not? They're sisters.
Four different sisters?
Yeah, four different sisters. We spoke of that, I think, the four different sisters. Each one had a baby. So you see, even families are machzik a child. Not only one family, not one siblings, even sisters, children. So therefore, it's not a riot, mice. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rava, Hashu Damer Sachoyis Mechazkos. Now that we said that sisters are chazaka one to another, Lo Yisa Adam Isha Loi Mishpachas Nichvim. A person should not marry a wife not from a mishpacha of nichvim, which are people who are sick, the family is sick, from mishachas mitzirom, not a family that have mitziras. But who this chazak lo zimni? It's only if there's a chazaka three times, that is when you say that. That is when you say osaka three times. That is when you say that they, you shouldn't get married to that family because the chazaka of having sickness in the family. My havala. What's the lemaisa legabe the shaila of what was last of Shimon Gamliel? Rabbi Shita. What's the lemaisa? Zok to Gemara. And what's the halacha lemaisa also? Ki asher v'isav Yosef Oma uvda v'kamei the Rabbi Yechonam v'knishta. I'll tell you a story that happened for Rabbi Yechonam v'knishta the ma'oin. V'yom Kippur v'shichalis b'Shabbos. It was Yom Kippur. There was chal b'Shabbos. Umala rishonu meis shniu meis. This family already had two children who died from the milah. Shlishis balafana. The third one came in front of them. The bris was supposed to be on Yom Kippur. Amalav Rabbi Yechonam said l'chi umayli. Go do the milah on Yom Kippur. So what do you see? He's not worried about sakana. And the problem is, if you're not allowed to do a milah, then that's Issa Yom Kippur also do a milah. Then it's a milah shavuz bali. Not allowed to do a milah. That's not mechuyevin. So I'm like Abaye Chazi de Kasharis Isura v'sakanta. You're being matter as Isser and a sakanta. So you see that we're saying from Rabbi Yechonam that three times is a chazaka, and vice versa. That's the halacha l'maisa that only by three is it a chazaka. And Abaye was shemach on this psak. Somach Allah Abaye on the Rav Yitzchak story. Yitzchak said a story. Yitzchak Abaye said a story from Rabbi Yechonam. Abaye was shemach on it, even for himself. Somach Allah Abaye. But also, there was this lady. Her name was Chaima, and she already was married twice. And Abaye went ahead and married her. Somach Allah Abaye. But also, Nosol LeChaima, this lady Chaima, she was Barta the Isi Berei the Rav Yitzchak, Berei the Rav Yehuda. The Nosva, she was already married to Rechava the Pumpadisa, B'shachav, and he died. Rav Yitzchak Berei the Rav Rechana, B'shachav, and he died. The Nosva, who? And Abaye went and married her. B'shachav, he died as well. The Maisa, Abaye was Semech on this, and he got Taka, and he died. Omar Rava, what's Pshat on Abaye? Omar Rava, Miyik the Ovid, Ovid the Benav Shekehai. I can't believe Abaye did this to himself. Well, Yehud Omar, he used to say a memra, Ovin. The samcha oven. We hear something from oven. He's about samcha. We didn't have a member of oven here, but we're saying the oven. The samcha Yitzchak sumka lav bar samcha. But when Yitzchak Yosef says over something, it's not a bar samcha. Why oven yesh to bchazara Yitzchak sumka bchazara? And it's too pshat what it means. Either means oven always the chazer over the shear, so you never made a mistake. Mashenkin Yitzchak sometimes made a mistake. Or it means that Oven always hung around Rav Yechonon, and therefore if he was chayzer on something, he heard it. Mashenkin Rav Yitzchak wasn't motzi all the time in front of Rav Yechonon, and it could be Rav Yechonon was chayzer. So it's surprising he was soimich Rav Yitzchak in this case. Va'oid, and even more, aim with the pligi in your mila, but nesuin be pligi. The only time you find this machlaikis is by nesuin, by mila. But by nesuin, they argue? What is there in? There is machlaikis by nesuin. The same machlaikis by chazak is by nesuin also. By time to the brisa, this is a rishon in a meis, sheni in a meis, shishus lois nasi. The Rebbe, Rebbe holds that for two times being married, you can't get married again because she is a katlanis. She's killing her husbands. Rav Shimon Milay Mar Shlishus Tanasi can get married to the third. The Ravi lois nasi. They see even the passes even chazaka. See by Milay when it stands chazaka, but even by Nesuin the passes that she is killing her husbands, and then the machlek is what's called a chazaka.
What?
Tamar,
right here.
First
wasn't
died, and there was right. A Haina that you didn't marry. So, did we know why he died? Wasn't her fault. Did we know why she died? Well, they died. It says, the Rav of Bnei Hashem, as the Pasuk says. They died for a different reason. They died because the Rav of Bnei Hashem, because that's the reason. So, where the Bishlam of Gavi Mila, where does it say a certain thing? We'll see. Bishlam of Gavi Mila, it's a good question. Bishlam of Gavi Mila, Ika Mishpacha de Rafi. So, Bishlam Gamila, we understand that passes such thing as Chazaka when it comes to Mila. Why? Ikos Bachad Rafi Dhamma. Some families, the dam doesn't clap well. It's very loose. Ikos Bachad the Komet Dhamma, that the dam clats and gets dried up. So, therefore, we understand that some families, you can't do Mila because they're going to keep on bleeding and they're going to die. Elena, Sue, my time, what could be Pshat that the wife is, because of the wife, the husband's dying? What could be Pshat such a thing? Some of them have two Pshat. Omle Ramart Chalavashi. So Mara's question is like, forget about two or three, but what's Pat's chazak on her wife? How is the wife killing the husband? So Rashi says, what's mean? Mayin goyrim means that the tashmish is goyrim. That the tashmish is goyrim. That somehow the tashmish is causing the husbands to die. And Rashi on a mazel goyrim, it's her mazel. Mayin, what's the halacha between both pshatim? Now the irsa miss. Let's say she was just only with a kedushin and the husband died. Is that called a katlanis? If you learn mayin goyrim, there's no bia yet, so it couldn't be her fault. But if you learn mazel goyrim, then this is called mazel goyrim. Inami, not from a diklum in the miss. He fell off a tree, he had a car accident. So if you learn mazel, so it's his term mazel. But if you learn that it's as mayin goyrim, there's no mayin, that's not why he died. He died in a car accident. So it could be your question by Tamar, it could be has to do with this shaila. If it's as mazel, maybe it is a shikul taina. Or maybe it did by Rosh, you don't say mazel. It's a good question. I hear. Very good question. So I'm going to invite Rava la Rava. Boim ne Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Berei de Rava told Rava like this. I asked from a different Rav Yosef, Boim ne Rav Yosef Halacha Karebi, Vamli In. I want to ask Rav Yosef, is Halacha Karebi, that's two times the Chazaka? He said, yeah. I asked him, Halacha Karebi Gav Shimon Gamiel, which is three times Chazaka, Vamli In, yes. So he asked his father, is he making a laughing stock out of me? I asked him, Halacha Karebi, he says, yeah. Yeah. So Rava says, no, he's not making a laughing stock. Amalei Loi, he's telling you that sometimes Pasuk Rebbe, sometimes Pasuk Shimon Gamliel, depends what the Stamish is. Certain times we would say something like Rebbe because of the Chumrah Hadava, and sometimes Pasuk Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara explains, Nesu'an Amalkiya is Karebbe because we have a Stamish like that. Vestoy is Sharamu'at Karebbe Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara explains, Nesu'an Hadamar. Nesu'an means, like Rashi learns, it means Arum Mishta. That says that Isha didn't have children for 10 years and married someone else and didn't have children for 10 years. She's not allowed to marry a third person. There's a Chazakah. And why did we pass like Rebbe? Because there, the Chumrah of Prayer Rivia, we pass like Rebbe, two times Chazaka. And the Rishonim speak out, who had them by Mila and by Katlanis, which is the Isha whose husbands died, also two times enough of a Chazaka, because the Chumrah of those things, of Sakanos of Fashas, we mark like Rebbe. Another example of Rebbe is by Malkias, the Tanan, Misha Lok of Ashana, someone who did something wrong. Let's say he did something wrong, he's getting Malkus for. One of the various that you get Malkus for. He did it once, he got Malkus. Did it again, he got Malkus. The third time he does the Aveira, we don't give Malkus anymore. We Bezdin coins must keep on Machil Mysasirim after creation of Kas. We put him into a room, we only give him barley until he dies. Because he's a Rasha. So you see, after two times, he's considered a Rasha, because it's a mitzvah to get rid of Hashem. Therefore, we're Makbid even after two times, it's called a Chazaka. After two times getting Malkus, he did the same Aveira purposely twice. The third time is Aveira, he doesn't get Malkus anymore. He's Muxik Rosh already. So those two cases we pass like Rebbe, by Nesu'an and Malkus. Vestis, Derabbanan. Vestis, which is Derabbanan, there we pass like Rosh Hashanah and Gemil. The time I looked at the Mishnah, Ha'ina Isha Kevas, Vest, Lavest, Asik Ven Shalish Pam. Isha is not Kevas, Vest, until she's Kevaya three times. Two times not enough. That means, if she sees Dam on Hey Ear, then on Hey Sivan, it's not muchzik to see dam yet. You have to see Hey Tamas as well three times order to makaveya vest. What's that negeya? It's negeya a lot of different halachas. It's negeya certain lekulas and certain chumras. For chumra, for example, that vegiya is man vest and she didn't make a bedika. She's tame. She is tame. The erech was vaneba. It's one of the examples in halacha. But these days, passing after vest kavua, you have to do a bedika. Don't do a bedika. She's tame taka. Until she does a bdika, I'll upon him three times kveya vest, and in vayimet haris v'na vest, shetakos v'na shalosh v'am. You're not oiker the vest, you don't uproot the vest until you have three times so that you don't see on this day. So you see, gavi vestis, you need a chazaka of three. And why would male make a like shimon gamil? Because there's our abanon. Vestis is only our abanon, therefore we'll make a shimon gamil. And another case of shimon gamil is shara mu'ud, the tanan, ain't the shara nasa mu'ud at yidu ba shalosh v'am. There's no mu'ud until three times his neger. Now, on that, Tosfos already asks, Shara Mu'ud is a pasuk in the Torah, by the way, for those that missed it. It's a drasha in the Torah. You need three times. How can Rabbi argue on the Torah? So Tosfos speaks out, Avad l'kuliyama, Shara Mu'ud is three times chazaka. And three times chazaka there. We're saying there's another place where we go like Shulam Gamil. There, rather, Rabbi agrees also, because it's a Torah. Now, why does the Rebbe learn from there to Gantz Shas? Because that's Mammon. My Mammon agrees, Nidhi Chazaka three times. That's what Tosfos holds. Rebbe agrees by Mammon, Nidhi Chazaka three times. So, Agapon, what comes out like this? Nesu'an and Malkus, you pass like Rebbe. And by Vestis and Sharmuid, we go to Shulam Gamil that a Chazaka is three times.